drums echoing tonight. She hears only whispers of some quiet conversation. She's coming in 12:30 flight. The moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words or ancient melodies. He turned to me as if to say, "Hurry, boy, it's waiting there for you.
Seems appropriate, Toto.
It does seem appropriate.
Africa. Well, we've known this date has been coming for a while, and we're very excited to have two people with us this morning. You probably will hear maybe one of them, because the other one's shy, which I don't understand. You're in radio. You can't be shy. It doesn't work that way. If you don't know, you say it anyway. But we have two folks with us, and I want to thank the World Affairs Council in New Hampshire for putting this together. It's part of the International Visitor Leadership Program out of the U.S. State Department. And these two individuals are involved in radio in the
Burundi.
East Central African country of Burundi.
Yeah.
East Central, right. They speak French. Je parle un peu français, mais mon français est mieux que mon Burundi.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, nice. Very good.
Thank you.
just
said my French is a little better than my Burundi.
Yeah, okay.
That's all. C'est un grand plaisir de vous avoir avec nous ce matin au micro.
Oui, okay.
All right.
Somos très content d'être ici.
Well, see, I worked in Berlin, so
that's great. So you had un peu français.
Yeah. So, vous êtes Monsieur.
Je te présente.
Quel est votre nom?
Juma Leonardo.
And
Sylvain Takarutimana.
Yeah, there's no way I would have gotten that. he is the managing director of an FM radio station in Burundi. And the first gentleman is the managing director of Burundi National Radio.
Nice.
So to have a couple of radio people with us is...
On the radio.
Very cool.
It's perfect.
No, it really is. And the gentleman who is with us, who is going to keep the ship even, you are, sir?
Jean-Paul Pichot.
From where?
From Michigan, and I work as a contract interpreter for the State Department.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's great.
Now, you don't speak Burundi, you just speak French.
I do not, just French, yes.
Okay, well, but now, do you know why, even though Burundi is the language of Burundi, why does the government and business speak French?
Because they were colonized by the Belgians, and thus French was, the language at the time.
And so, but it's still in some official capacity the language that's used. Sometimes,
vous utilisez donc le français comme langue officielle pour les affaires.
Yes, we use English as French as official language.
Okay,
because it is used in administration in schools.
Okay.
And so that we have to use every time English, not English, French.
Yeah.
And it is very, very easy for us to speak French than English.
Wait a minute. You speak English?
Yes.
Why am I killing myself trying to speak French when you speak English?
Yes, I speak English, but I'm not fluent. Because English is studied in high school and sometimes in the university. And when you don't practice it, it is very, very hard to speak and to communicate in it.
All right, but it's a lot easier between the normal street language and French. That comes together a little bit more easy.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't know if I understand what you want to say, but when you are speaking English or French, the important thing is to communicate.
Yes.
To give your message.
Yes, yeah. Correct, correct. Mm-mm. Well, we do the same thing in radio here, to communicate.
Yes, radio is a tool to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
And when you use it, you have to do more than what the people has a need.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is radio big in Burundi? People listen to the radio?
Yes, it is the main way to communicate in Burundi. Because when you see Burundi is so a small country,
mm-hmm.
and our radios, National Radio and my radio Isanganiro are the main radios which are very listened in our country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. Nice. We're writing notes to each other. That's good.
No, that is good.
It's what we should do. We should pick up notes.
Well,
here.
I just want to interject. Mr. Nduwayo was writing that it reaches about 64.6% of the population is reached through radio.
Wow, that's key.
Wow.
That's key.
Wow. So if you need to get information to the masses, you go to radio.
Yes. But nowadays, the new technologies are, I don't know if I can say, fighting to the classical means of communication. But we have to adapt ourselves to do what I can say, adaptation or resilience to mm-hmm. that new event.
We do the same thing here. We like to think that this is a major form of communication with the people, but it's not the same as it used to be since these phones came along. It's a lot easier to get information to people through phones to their fingertips. Are you working with technology?
Yeah. Yes. I myself in my radio, I try to develop these new technologies
mm-hmm.
because with media, social media, mm-hmm. Now people doesn't need radios when they are in the fields.
Yeah.
They have to use their telephones,
right.
And they have any information they can want.
Yeah.
But the problem is, with social media, there are many lies which are spread in the country,
mm-hmm.
and our radio has to mix and to adapt themselves in order to give the really information,
the correct information,
information.
Is with social media,
yeah,
is radio shrinking in Burundi?
We try to work together. For example, in mm-hmm. Mari Radio, this is what I can call another service which is added to our service as well.
Right.
And
yep.
it is a kind of developing the search of ways of communication.
Mm-hmm.
And we try to mix together in order to reach more people we can reach.
Right. Yeah. Right. Exactly. And in the ways that they're getting their information, you want to be there for them. Even though you're a radio station, you want to be there for them on the social media.
Yes, you have to use the two tools.
Now on this show we have politicians on all the time. They come in, they talk, they promise, they do you have politicians on the radio in Burundi?
Yes, every time we have debates with politicians.
Awesome.
And it is, I think, the main information now, because we're heading to elections, general elections in May.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's main programs in mm-hmm. radios, in
yep.
magazines. We have everyday politics.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Well, again, yeah, kind of like here.
But I like the fact that the politicians understand that to get their message across, they have
to
go on the
radio. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, that's good.
That's good. So radio, because we're getting pounded here with social media. People have other ways, as Pat said, mm-hmm. of getting information. And radio's always been radio.
Yeah.
We're in your home. We're in your car. So we still are doing the thing that we do. But it gets harder some days.
We do what we can, because we have no means like you, but we try to do what we can do.
Oh, no, no, no. Wait a minute. We work in radio.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
We are always working within our means and doing it however we can get it done. And it has always been that way in radio of, you know, we have a beautiful studio here. We really do.
Yeah.
But we need to make, as frontline people, we need to make it work.
Yeah, yes, yes. But it's very difficult to compare the situation here and the situation in Burundi.
Mm-hmm.
But we try to inform population, mm-hmm. to educate it with our means which are available in our country.
Yeah, that's
great. Now, what's your big format? Is it talk or is it music?
It's a mix of those two things. We have to balance the music, mm-hmm. to balance some programs.
Mm-hmm.
But in my radio, for example, music occupies 1 out of 3 of the program.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Sure.
All right.
But that's important.
He's making notes again. Now, does he not look like Pedro Martinez?
Oh, yeah.
I got a Pedro thing going on there. That's good.
That's a good thing.
I'm not sure they know who that is.
Pedro Martinez, baseball player. He's a pitcher.
Boston Red Sox.
Yep.
Yeah.
Big, we love him here.
We love him.
Yeah.
He's great.
Un joueur de baseball américain qui est à Boston qui dit qu'il vous ressemble beaucoup.
Ah, yeah. Il ressemble à moi ou à celui-ci?
À monsieur.
Yeah. Oh, I'm Leonardo. Very jealous. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. After the show, we're going to go down Main Street and tell everybody he's
yeah,
Pedro Martinez.
There we go. Yeah, there we go. Welcome to America.
Tout à l'heure, nous irons dans la rue. On va dire à tout le monde que vous êtes Pedro Martinez.
So if you see us in Concord, whatever.
Honk.
What do you want to see in New Hampshire? What experience do you want to take home to Burundi?
Mm-hmm. The neighborhoods,
mm-hmm.
of the population here, and some interesting areas. I don't know exactly. You have to be guided with someone who knows the city.
Yeah.
And I want to also to see how is development in order to have to be ambitious.
Yeah.
Of my country.
Yeah.
To know what I have seen here,
mm-hmm.
to happen in my country.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
So you've been in Atlanta.
Yes.
You've been in D.C.
Yeah.
You've been in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Right?
Not D.C. yet.
Okay.
Not you're
going
D.C.
to
yet.
D.C. Right. Mm. So you have heard, if you've listened to the radio or watched TV, you've seen the elections going on.
Yeah.
Is that what you want to bring back, how we do our elections? Do you want to take the best of what we do and bring it home?
What I have seen is that elections in United States is a big event. Mm-hmm. When you open television, you see every time politics,
mm-hmm.
and you see candidates, Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden,
Bloomberg.
Yeah.
And we have that problem too.
Yes. But we have to follow. But the problem is when they are speaking about their project, I don't catch anything because I'm not in the catch, but American culture.
Right.
Because I don't know what is the big needs of population here.
Right.
But if I compare with Burundi, I see that as it is a big event in Burundi,
mm-hmm.
as it is also a big event in America, so that politics are the same.
Yeah, I know. It is going to be a big deal when it's all happening during the election,
mm-hmm.
you know, which again is part of what it is that you're kind of looking into here.
Mm.
Is the elections.
Also, what I have seen, perhaps in Atlanta, it is that the big difference is that election in one state is different from another.
Right.
But in Burundi, when you go through the country, mm-hmm. you see that the way they do in one province is the same way they do in another province.
Right.
It is similar. But here it is very different.
Yeah, I know. The states want to have their thing. They want to have their special... their special thing that sets them apart from other states.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know? Also, you use new technologies with mashes of...
We like paper, Val. We use paper here.
What can be difficult in Burundi because when you consider the instruction, the level of learning, the level of the education of our population is not... quite adequate with the technology. Now.
Okay.
We have to use the ancient means.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to see if it can be transparent mm-hmm. or do it in freedom in order to get election which can be acceptable
and fair and everybody's happy with it. Yeah. Okay.
Now you have traveled to Rwanda, Tanzania.
Mm-hmm.
How does radio, is radio big in Rwanda and Tanzania like it is in Burundi?
It's very difficult for me to compare because when I had traveled through those countries,
mm-hmm.
it was for other programs. In Tanzania, yes, I have been from some reportings.
Mm-hmm.
It was in 25. There is... about 10 years ago that I have been there, when I was in Rwanda, it was for research purpose, and it was not for radios.
Okay.
But the situation in Rwanda and Burundi is very, very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
I can say that in Burundi, we have free press.
Yeah.
But in Rwanda, I don't know if it is the same.
Not so much, right, okay.
It is
right.
Very, very difficult to compare, yeah.
Yeah. And you can't just ask anybody. You can't be talking about that stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, how come there's no free press here? Yeah, what's going on? Yeah, you can't do that.
Yeah.
No, you can't. Wow. So how long are you in the States? How long are you here for?
What?
How long are you in America before you go home?
Until Wednesday.
Ah.
Okay. Okay. All right. That's great.
Okay. 2 weeks total.
Yeah.
So 2 weeks you've total. Been here? Just a man?
4 years, for 2 weeks, yes.
Okay. Okay.
Because we have to leave at 5 March, I think.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Okay, so now here's the question.
Yeah.
Based on what you've seen, based on what you've heard, based on what you've eaten, would you come back?
I don't know if I understand what you give as a question.
You demand the... basé sur ce que vous avez appris, votre expérience ici, ce que vous avez mangé ici, est-ce que vous aurez le désir d'y revenir?
Yes!
Yeah, yes! Okay, there we go!
Yes!
There's the big yes we were waiting for.
I would like to leave the election in September or in November.
Right.
In November, yeah.
Oh,
but we're going to be
now
busy.
And the situation next November,
yeah.
I think it will be for me an event.
Yeah,
which
to come back for November 3rd,
for years and years, I think.
Could you come back in November?
If the means
can
allow me to come, I would like.
Yeah.
If they do, make sure you get them back in the studio.
We'd love to have you.
Yeah. Now, I will call you, huh? Yes.
Now, you have an election coming up.
Yes,
in May.
For president?
Presidential, legislative, and communal.
Now, for president,
How
many people are running?
Oh, we have already more than 10 candidates which are already declared.
Wow.
But we are seeing if they can stay those to that quantity.
Yeah.
Because I don't hope that we will have... more than 5 candidates.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't
know. Okay. Yeah. So, like ours.
It's kind of like ours, yeah.
We started with like 20. And now we're down to, you know. They just fell off. They winnowed out.
Mm-hmm.
So, you probably will be the same way.
Yeah.
Now, will all the candidates, the 10, will they come on the radio and talk?
Yes. For example, you know, our radio, we're planning to do with each candidate, mm-hmm. to give him the same time with another.
Right.
And
that's great.
I think the candidate will have to present himself to give the details of his program, mm-hmm. in order to inform the population about programs.
Right.
And we think we will broadcasting it on the radio and on internet and use also social media.
Great.
Yeah.
So that people can be informed. They can know before they vote.
Yes, yeah. It's what we hope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you said he. Mm-hmm. No women running? For president?
There is no declaration of women.
Okay.
Now. And we hope it is already finished, perhaps. I don't know.
Yeah.
The candidates' end dates will be on 5.
They have to file.
Yeah, they have
another day or two,
We are waiting for it.
Yeah.
But it will be good if there is a woman with. Now, who want to get
I assume, like here in America, some people who are running for office are really good on radio.
Mm.
Some are not so good.
Mm-hmm.
The people who are good must capture the attention of the people listening to the radio. They must say, ooh, I like him. He's good.
Yeah.
So you have to be good on the radio and be not just talk, but to be a real person, be engaging, so that people want to vote for you.
Yeah, but in our situation, to speak only on radio, it doesn't sufficient to continue running presidential. You have to organize meetings and go to reach the population in their own situations.
Right,
and they have to be in contact, mm-hmm. in direct in contact with the population, in order to hope to win the election. But there are many circumstances to win election in Burundi.
Mm. Yeah, that's exciting.
You're not running for anything, are you?
What?
You're not.
Candidate.
You're not a candidate.
Who's a candidate?
I don't think so.
Because you're good on the radio.
Ooh. This is the deja vu habit.
I know. Yeah, I know.
Can you stay with us for a few minutes? Can you stay?
Vous voulez rester quelques minutes de plus?
I don't know if the program is not.
Yes.
We have to take a break.
Absolutely.
Oh.
All right. We'll take a break. We're going to be back with more from our friends from Burundi right after this.
She's a rich girl, she don't try to hide it. Diamonds on the soles of her shoes. He's a poor boy, empty as a pocket, with nothing to lose. Sing ta-na-na, ta-na-na-na. She got diamonds on the soles of her shoes.
Ryman Paul Simon was at Graceland, wasn't it?
Yes, yeah, it was. Ours. Yeah, it was.
Great album. Great album. Time? My watch is off.
We got, we're 39.
Okay.
Right, funny time.
9:39. With us this morning, we are privileged to have two gentlemen who are involved in radio in Burundi, the Central Eastern African country of Burundi. Now you two represent different positions in radio. One of you is with Burundi National Radio, and you're with
private.
What's the difference? What's the difference between national radio and what you do?
Okay, some two differences.
Okay,
financial means for national radio. Is given by the government.
Okay.
Okay.
But for private radios, it is different. We have to search for means in order to continue to work. We have to find ourselves our means.
Do you have salespeople that go out to sell like we do?
We have means from publicity, mm-hmm. Advertising. Some partners can also give some money because they can ask for broadcasting their programs, and they pay money.
Okay, right. Okay, so like we get an hour on the weekend, and we'll pay you X in money for that. Yeah, for the time.
Hmm.
Well, we can teach you things like top of the hour sponsorships. We can pass some good things along.
Yeah, we're always looking to sponsor.
To make money.
To make money to pay for us so we can do the job.
Yeah.
So basically it's the same.
Yeah.
Except you get the government giving you money. That's nice.
But there is also a problem. As people are not very rich,
mm-hmm.
It's very difficult to mobilize much money because it is the situation of poverty now in our country.
True. Okay.
So that our radios are also poor.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, we get that. Do you do the same programming on your show that national radio does?
Sometimes, yes.
You really?
Sometimes.
Okay.
In synergy, what we call work in synergy, there are some programs that we have to broadcast together.
Mm-hmm.
When it is a national issue,
sure,
we have
to
do it together.
It's important for everybody, everybody to hear. Yeah.
Now, national radio, and I'm just trying to understand how this works. Do they just take their program and send it down to radio stations to play, or do they have towers all over the country that send the show out?
No, each radio has its program.
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
In sometimes we have to meet and to discuss what is the national issue.
Right.
Which needed to be broadcasting to be together.
Okay.
It's exceptional time,
mm-hmm.
When we have to broadcast the same program.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you play the Beatles, the Rolling Stones?
Well, I don't know what it means.
Beatles, c'est un groupe de musique anglais.
Mm.
Rolling Stones, c'est un groupe de musique anglais. Est-ce que vous passez de la musique autre que de la musique du Burundi?
Yes.
Or do you play local music?
Yes, we play local music.
Okay.
We play other kind of music. For example, for us in Radio Isanganiro, there is a program on reggae music.
Oh,
there is
nice.
A program on jazz music.
Excellent.
There is another program from what sounds as slow as... No, not yet. There is another word to use. But it is... no.
This is great. They're fighting. You can't
good.
Say this.
Good.
This is good. Yeah. He's finally talking.
I know.
But we have a mixed music.
Sure. Right, a little bit. Yeah, right. Sure. A little something for everybody.
Yeah.
How do I say
we insist about the message throughout of the music we have to listen to.
Right, yeah. right. That is very important.
Je suppose que vous trouvez notre climat un peu différent de ces lieux de Burundi, because I'm seeing them in parkas. This is... You're saying they're from Africa. They're in New Hampshire. Parkas and scarves. It is so funny to see this. But you look good in the jackets.
It's very, very interesting. When I send a photo from here now.
Yeah, I know.
Everyone has to do some comment. Tell me, it's very, very funny to see you in that jacket. It's very, very funny. Because there is no habit to you. to dress like we are dressed right. now, because in the tropical countries, it is very very hot.
Yeah,
because you have to, we have a climate which is very very different from here, and we have to adapt our dressing about that climate.
That's okay. Yeah. We got the coach. We got the coach.
Yeah,
for people in New Hampshire that probably have never heard. Of Burundi. What do you want? Give me one thing that you want people in New Hampshire to know about your country.
Oh, my country is a very interesting country. Food is very, very interesting. Come and see.
Yes. There we go. Then come and see our food.
Okay. Now, what's interesting about it? Why? Why would I want your food?
Oof. I don't know how to do it. You have to taste in order to know it. But I did come with some food. It will be a good example if you can.
Give me an example of dinner. What would I have for dinner?
Oh, if you have beans.
Oh, I love beans.
If you have fruit. Fruit. If we have. You have
La viande?
Yes, the meat.
Okay, yeah.
The fish. Yeah. It's very special in Burundi. Come and see.
Oh, that's great.
Okay.
That's see. My mouth
is watering. Is tourism big in Burundi?
It seems to come an interesting of investment now.
Yeah.
And we don't know if in 3 or 5 years it will be one of the main sectors. In Burundi.
Okay.
With the investment. The government is involved in it.
Yeah.
It puts many financial means in that sector.
Right. Yeah. Okay. That's good.
From a tourist point of view, is it a safe country?
Do you know the safety can depend on someone? As we are a country, a post-conflict country, there are some who have fear to come.
Mm-hmm.
But there is security now. When you come, you are safety. We are building big and pretty hotels.
Yeah.
You can see now it is a safe country. We hope that the election will make sure other person to come and see what is Burundi.
Right, to keep it safe.
That's good.
That's wonderful.
Well, okay, so
welcome to.
If you've never heard of Burundi, look it up.
Yeah.
And say, oh, I didn't think about that.
Because now you've heard of it.
Yeah.
Now you've
heard of it. When you hear of some words like Tanganyika Lake, it's a very wonderful place to see how is the Lake Tanganyika. Tanganyika is an area or a lake which have wonderful and wonderful beaches.
Yeah,
it is very very interesting area which attract many people when they can.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
I would think that you'd be popular with Europeans. Europeans come to travel. To Burundi?
From Europe?
What is it?
Est-ce qu'il y a de nombreux Européens qui viennent?
Ah, yes. 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 Yeah. Europeans come every time there are there. There are some who invest there because when you see the Burundi, when you pass one night, you don't want to leave.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Mountains?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is... a country which called in ancient time, Pidemi Colin, country of 1,000 collines, mountains.
Wow!
Like
nice.
Rwanda, because of his geographical status, it is called one thousand mountains.
That's great. Wow. Oh, that's good. It's kind of like New Hampshire, only in Africa.
Wow. Well,
we've got lakes, we've got mountains, we got a little ocean front.
Yep.
Well, maybe not.
This is, again, just such a privilege to chat with these folks from the International Visitor Leadership Program of the U.S. Department of State, and you work with them in New Hampshire, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry, you are.
That's okay. Hi, I'm Anise Jasmine Sayers, and I work with the World Affairs Council of New Hampshire. I run the International Visitor Leadership Program, which is run through the Department of State.
This is great.
This is wonderful.
Thank you.
And now sometimes I know when you have guests, you have them speak at schools or whatever. These gentlemen are not doing that speaking engagement.
Not today. We do a variety of different professional meetings. We also do volunteer activity.
Mm-hmm.
Home hospitality is where New Hampshire residents invite them in their home and have a
home-cooked
meal.
Good.
They enjoyed a dinner last night with some wonderful New Hampshire residents.
So what did we give them for dinner?
What did we
say, New Hampshire?
Yeah, right.
I don't know. What was for dinner?
Everybody's pointing.
Qu'est-ce qu'on a mangé hier soir?
Our culture, this is Burundi, Burundian who are speaking, who is speaking. It is forbidden to tell about what you have eaten.
Oh, okay. All right. Then let's not.
Okay.
Let's not blow that. Never mind that question.
Wow.
Do not say what you have eaten.
He doesn't talk. This one doesn't tell us what he's eaten for supper.
Well, all right. Because that's the correct etiquette. That's okay. That is all right.
It has been a privilege, and I hope when you get home, you will look back and say we liked New Hampshire.
We had fun.
Oh,
you
yeah,
know.
Yeah.
And I hope that if you come back for November, big election in November for us, if you come back to see how we do it on radio and on social media, that you will come back to the studio. We'd love to have you
come
back.
We'd love to have you.
And maybe we'll get you to talk.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all right.
Excellent.
No, and I understand why, but that's okay. But you're just sitting there smiling, doing notes.
That's right. That's good.
You earned your
good
money
time
today.
Ariel.
I did.
You did a great job. Did a great job. And the
Merci.
World Affairs Council of New Hampshire.
Anise, thank you. You do a great job.
And obviously, we've been friends of the program for a while, and we'll continue to be.
Yeah.
So keep us in the loop. If these gentlemen come back, we'd love to have them back.
We'll definitely do that.
Excellent. Gentlemen, merci bien.
Merci beaucoup.
Thank you.
Merci beaucoup à vous.
And have safe travel back to Burundi.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
We're going to take a break.
Awesome.
Back with more right after this.